What's the halacha? If the hem on a woman's dress becomes loose on Shabbos, and she wants to know, is it mutter for her to use a safety pin on Shabbos to fasten and secure the dress, or is this a potential violation of the malacha of Teifer? The malacha of Teifer includes sewing or stitching together. Does the malacha of Teifer as well include the use of safety pins on Shabbos? Similarly, you have a man who has a suit. The cuffs on the pants become loose. He wants to know, he wants to secure it, he wants to fasten on Shabbos through using a safety pin. Is this mutter on Shabbos, or does this touch on the malacha of Teifer on Shabbos? So that's the question. So we know that one of the lamatas malachas on Shabbos is the malacha of Teifer, of sewing something. And the source that we find in the Mishkan for the malacha of Teifer is the fact that they used to stitch the different parts of the covering of the Mishkan together. And this served as the source for the malacha of Teifer on Shabbos. Now the question is, what is included in the malacha of Teifer? Does it literally have to be a person stitching together a garment? Does it have to be literally sewing the garment for you to violate the malacha of Teifer? Or does this include even other forms of mending a garment, of attaching one thing to another thing? So the Rishonim are mafurish that this malacha of Teifer is not exclusive to the act of sewing, of stitching together. Rather, this includes other forms as well of connecting one piece of material to another piece of material, one item to another item, by using a third medium. And it's mafurish in the Rambam, because the Rambam says that if a person takes two papers, two nayaris, and he's medabik them, he glues them together. Says the Rambam, if you use glue to attach one thing to another thing, one paper to another paper, it's a toldo of the malacha of Teifer. Now we know that a toldo is also midiraisa. A toldo is also midiraisa. It's not the av hamalacha, but it is mamish included in the isur deraisa of Teifer. So you see clearly that not only is actual stitching the violation of Teifer on Shabbos, but even taking glue and attaching two papers is a violation of the tolda of Teifer. Now, there's a tremendous machlekes hapoiskim whether the iser of Teifer, at least when it comes to this example of tfira as a tolda, let's say the case of taking two papers and gluing them together, is this osur midaraisa in all cases, or is it only osur if you're doing so in a permanent fashion? Is it mutter if it's only temporary? Are you allowed to be tight for something temporarily? Are you allowed to temporarily fasten something? And this is a tremendous machlekes hapoiskim. The Ramah brings down the opinion of the Mordechai with respect to this halacha, and his case over there is when you have a person who used to sell shoes, and instead of selling it in shoe boxes like they do today, they used to attach the two shoes as a pair in order to have the customer eventually take it home and then detach it and disassemble it and dismantle the tefira. And the question is, since this tefira was done only temporarily, only until the customer took it home, was this a violation of the malacha of Teifer on Shabbos? So this is a machlekes. The Ramah says that you shouldn't be mekel in front of an Am Haaretz, which basically means that there's a strong welcome to be mekel, but we only are going to be mekel lemaisa in certain circumstances. That's the basic hachra of the Ramah. That me'ikar din, it sounds like there's room to be meikol, but you shouldn't be meikol b'fnei am ha'oretz. Someone who doesn't know how to distinguish between the cases might not understand what in fact your heter is based on. So therefore, says the Ramah, you shouldn't be meikol in front of am ha'oretz when it comes to tefira, if it's only in a temporary manner. And this is the basic question. Now, the shaila really comes up very often when it comes to the usage of a diaper. When you fasten the diaper, you are taking the one end of the diaper and attaching it to the other end by using some type of means that is employed to fasten the two sides of the diaper together. Is the use of a diaper on Shabbos a violation of Teifer? So the Poskim say that the first thing that we have to bring to this equation is if it's only a tefillah in a temporary manner. If you're only being tefillah in a temporary manner, which is usually the case when you are fastening the diaper, so we already have a kula over here, because according to Ben Yerushalayim, the whole entire iser won't apply if it's only in a temporary manner. Now, many places can point out that we should distinguish with respect to a temporary type of tefillah between the av of tefillah, which is actual sewing, and the tolda of tefillah, which is only the attachment of the two sides by means of glue or some other adhesive tape, some other form of attaching the two things. And we should be more makel when it comes to temporary tefillah, when it comes to the tolda of tefillah, such as the case of a diaper. And that's talk in the minute. We're makel when it comes to the diaper, but this is the machlekes ha'poskim. Now, this question will have ramifications when it comes to the use of a safety pin on Shabbos. Let's first start with the use of a button on Shabbos. Are you allowed to button something on Shabbos? Let's say you want to button a pillow. The pillow comes with buttons, the couch pillow, and you want to button it on Shabbos. Is buttoning a form of teifer on Shabbos? So we have a Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen is actually talking about a case of shatness. You're not allowed to wear something that has a combination of wool and linen. And the question is, what is considered a combination of a taruvus of wool and linen? They have to be combined. So you need to combine them through the use of some type of medium. What is considered a medium that combines wool and linen to form the Isser of shatness? So the Trumas Hadeshen brings down from the Pasuk that discusses the Mishkan, where it says that they used to have hooks. They used to have hooks in the Mishkan, and they used to use a metal hook to attach the different parts of the Mishkan together. And the Pasuk describes this type of connection through the use of a hook as a chibur. The Pasuk says you should be mechaberet, the different parts of the covering, and the chibur took place through the use of metal hooks. So, says the Trumas Hadeshen, when it comes to the combination of wool and linen, if you use a hook, or if you use buttons even, if it's done in a way that fastens it together in a very secure fashion, where it's not easily taken apart, it's not going to fall apart by itself, it's fastened quite securely, says the Trumas Hadeshen, it will be a problem of shatness if you button wool on linen, or if you connect wool and linen via the use of a metal hook. As I said, the Trumas Hadeshen. The Ginas V'rodim as well passes this way, and says the Ginas V'rodim, the same thing would apply to Shabbos. So the button case, he doesn't extrapolate to Shabbos, as we will explain shortly, but says the Ginas V'rodim, the use of metal hooks to connect one material to a different material is a violation of Teufer on Shabbos, just like we find with respect to shatness. Just like the Trumas Hadeshen says about shatness, if you take a metal hook and you connect wool and linen, that's considered a chibur, as we find by the Mishkan, where the Torah calls that a chibur. So too, when it comes to a safety pin or any type of metal hook connecting different materials on Shabbos, that's a violation of Teifer, at least a tolda of Teifer, and it would be Osir on Shabbos. That's the sheet of the Ginas V'rodim. However, other Paiskim disagree with this comparison, and the Shoyl in the Ginas V'rodim says that perhaps Tafka by Shatnes were more machmir, because the Pasuk says Yachtov. The Pasuk, when describing the connection of wool and linen, says Yachtov, which implies that any type of connection would be Osir, even if it's not a connection that would constitute a real Chibur in other areas of Halacha. So by Shatnes were more machmir, because it says Yachtov, but perhaps when it comes to Shabbos, when you connect something through use of a metal type of hook, it would be mutter. It wouldn't be included in the malacha of Teifer. The Karban Nisanil as well famously writes that he is a very misnagid. He objects strongly to the use of safety pins on Shabbos because it's a violation of Teifer. Because just like you find in the Mishkan, when they connected things with hooks, the Torah deems that to be a chibur. The Torah calls it a chibur. The Torah says v'chibarto, you should connect. So too, when it comes to being mechaber two materials on Shabbos, that's considered teifer because it's considered a valid and bona fide chibur on Shabbos. However, when it comes to buttons, the poskim are all mekel, even lechatchila, when it comes to Shabbos. Even though there's a Trumas Hadeshen, as we mentioned, by shatness that seems to be machmer, but at least when it comes to Shabbos and teifer, it's certainly mutter. There are two reasons given by the poskim, and the question will be whether we could extrapolate these coolest to the case of safety pins as well. Number one, there's a heter of derech tashmisha. Derech tashmisha, which means if you have something that's part of its normal use is for you to do this particular maisa, then it's mutar on Shabbos. It's not considered a melocha on Shabbos. For instance, the Rishonim ask, how come when you open a door, you're not being over on the melocha of Soyser, because you're breaking down the binyan? The binyan has a closed door, and when you open it, you're dismantling the binyan. And when you close the door, it should be baina. Every time you open and close the door, it should be baina and Soyser. So Rishonim say, no, it's not a melocha. That's not considered building something and taking it down. Because when that is the primary objective of this door, if that's the use, that's the normal way of using this object, it's not melocha. It's not boina and soisa when you open and close the door. That's the way how you use the object. That's the design of the object. So that's not a melocha. Therefore, say the person, same thing when it comes to buttons. Since when you button something, it's made to fasten and unfasten. It's made to button and then take apart. So it's not considered toifer on Shabbos since it's osi l'kach. It's derech tashmish b'kach. That's the way how you normally use this object. It's the normal functioning of this object to open and close. Therefore, it's not considered a bona fide melacha, and it's mutar even l'chadchil. So, memela say the poskim, if you have a couch pillow that needs to be fastened, it's mutar even l'chadchil to button it on Shabbos. Heter number two is as follows. Rav Moshe brings this down. Rav Moshe takes this svara very strongly, and he applies it in many cases. The svara is that the malach of toifer is intrinsically connected with the malach of kireya. Whatever you're over on when it comes to kireya, when you take apart, that same maisa you'll violate when you put it together as toifer. These two malachas go hand in hand. So whatever is considered kireya, that means when you put it together, that's teifer. Whatever is teifer, that means when you take that apart, whatever was teifer, when you take that apart, that's kireya. So these two malachas are intrinsically connected. Therefore, says Ramesha, since when you have a button, it's so easily taken apart, it doesn't need a significant action to dismantle it. All you have to do is unbutton it. That's not a kireya. That's not the malach of kireya. Kireya means to rip, to do some destructive act, do something significant to have to take it apart. But all you have to do is unbutton it. That's not significant action, and therefore it's not kireya. And therefore, when you put it together, it's not teifer, because teifer is only teifer if to take it apart you need kireya. That's why buttoning something is mutter on Shabbos, even l'chatrila, is not teifer. Says Rav Moshe, that is a valid heter that could be applied as well to safety pins. Says Rav Moshe, safety pins is mutter on Shabbos, it's not teifer. Why? Because in order to take it apart, that's not a melach of kireya. When you unfasten a safety pin, that's not kireya. You need a significant destructive type of action to be included in the melach of kireya. If all you have to do is unfasten a safety pin, that's not kireya. And therefore, when you form it in the first place, when you put the safety pin on the baged and attach it, that's not teifer. That's the sheet of Rav Moshe. According to Rav Moshe, even if you're going to do it in a permanent manner, you're going to use the safety pin on Shabbos and use it in a permanent manner, it's going to be mutter, because it's not considered teifer, since in order to dismantle it, you don't have to do kireya. Other places can disagree. As we mentioned, the Karban Asano, the Ginas Virodim, their Machim, and they say that safety pins would be included in the Malacha of teifer on Shabbos. However, even they concede that the use of, let's say, Velcro L'chayra should be mutter, because again, you don't need any significance to that malacha to take it apart. V'oid, it's derech tashmish, you have the first heter. Then you don't really necessarily have the heter of derech tashmish, that its normal use is such when it comes to safety pins, but when it comes to buttons, you have it. When it comes to Velcro, you have it. When it comes to zippers as well, you have it. So zippers as well will be mutter l'chatchil on Shabbos. It's not going to be teufer, because you'll have both heter. Number one is derech tashmish begach. Its normal use, the function of this garment is to zipper and unzipper. And also, it's not something that would be constituting kireya if you take it apart. Since it doesn't need a significant action of kireya, it's not going to be teifer. So Velcro is going to be mutter l'chatchila. Zipping a zipper is mutter l'chatchila, it's not teifer, because of these two reasons. And buttoning also will be mutter l'chatchila. All these three actions have both heterim. The question is by safety pins. Safety pins, l'chatchila doesn't have the heter of derech tashmish b'kach. It's not the normal functioning of something to pin and unpin, at least according to many paiskim. But the question is, says Ramesh, Lamaisa, you don't have to do Kareya to take it apart, so it's not Taifer. Halacha Lamaisa, most Paiskim say that when it comes to the use of safety pins on Shabbos, Lechatchila, you should only be Makel if you're doing it in a temporary manner. So if you do the Tfira, if you put the safety pin in only for the duration of Shabbos, but after Shabbos, within 24 hours, you will take it apart, then you could be Makel even Lechatchila. Because then you also have the initial hetter that we said, that Bechlal, Tfira, that's Inisha Kayama, that's only a temporary type of Tfira. Be'ikra Din, there's a strong welcome to Makel. Ain't Lahakabu Fneyam Ba'aretz, but there certainly is a grounds to be Makel. So at least when it comes to this Shaila, certainly if it's a temporary type of Tfira, it would be Mutter by safety pins. And Lechatchila, a person shouldn't be Makel and have a safety pin placed in on Shabbos if it's going to be a permanent type of setting. But if it's only temporary, even lechatchilo, you could be Makel.